Hey, it's syndicated radio talk show host, author, singer Al Cole. Welcome you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. I come from CBS. My shows are nationally syndicated coast to coast. Today, you're going to love this second time around for Carol Channing. Everybody knows Carol. Just an institution. Goes back to Hello Dolly, all the wonderful things that she has done, and the things that she still is doing. A new marriage. Harry Kalijian, what a wonderful guy. Carol and Harry started a new life together just a few years ago. I think about 7 years. They'll fill me in on that. They used to know each other way back when Carol was, I believe, 12 and Harry was 13. Best friends back then. And then their life paths, crossed again a few years ago. They got married. Now, that's inspiring stuff here, people. Carol Channing, Harry Kalijian, got married in their 80s. And now they're in their 90s. We love this. Life is never over until it's over. And even after it's over, it ain't over. Because it keeps going on spiritually after that. Right. And these messages are important, not only on People of Distinction. You are all people of distinction. They are important messages in your life, people, and you know it. But that is not all. They had a bill passed in the Senate. It's Senate Bill 275 to bring the arts back into the public school system. Now, do you know how important that is? Can you imagine the world that we would live in if all of us studied the arts a little bit more, were a little bit more sensitive on the inside, and gave that sensitivity back on the outside to our human family? Well, that's what Carol and Harry are doing with Bill 275, but also the follow-up on the bill. You know, enactment is one thing, but execution is another, to get it really going in our society. These people are to be applauded. They are people who care about you. They care about the arts. They care about your well-being as part of the human family. They get a free ticket to be on People of Distinction at any point in time, whether they're doing the arts in the school system, whether they're doing entertainment, whatever they're doing. They can talk about marriage. They can talk about parenting. They can talk about all of the beautiful things that they've experienced in their lives. Welcome, both of you beautiful
people.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You should have written a bill. You should have written a congressional bill. That was pretty spectacular. But, you know, the star of this whole thing is Carol Channing.
Yeah.
She is. Miss Channing, wasn't that a beautiful, beautiful...
Yes, it was.
That was the most beautiful soliloquy I've heard in a long time. I couldn't have said it better. Well, anyway,
Carol
is on the air. Here she is, Miss Channing.
Hello, Al. That was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Oh, I'll tell you, Carol Channing has been an institution not only in the country, in the world. Carol is worldwide known. And even before Hello Dolly, she was out there doing magnificent things in the entertainment world.
The Broadway world. I was starring in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That was my first starring part.
Oh, that's right.
That I had a review of Lend an Ear, and the critics, the drama critics, who are almighty powerful over Broadway shows.
Wow.
They can close them in one night. They can open them into the whole century.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wonderful to me, and they said, oh, I was selected as the most promising young. That's what it's called, the most promising young actor or performer. The most promising. So many times, Al, that I thought I would never come to fruition. And Anita Lusaut and Julie Stein, the great songwriter, and it was the most, like falling into heaven to work with Anita Luce, the playwright, and Julie Stein, the great musician, the great composer, and Julie, everything that was a hit on Broadway. And also with Leo Robin, who wrote everybody's theme song, Love in Bloom for Jack Benny, just everybody's theme song, Leo Robin wrote, and he wrote mine, which turned out to be Hello Dolly.
Isn't that amazing? And you made it work. And then, of course, Louis Armstrong came in after that, had a big hit with it, but that was through your inspiration. You and Louis were good friends, right?
Louis, we were awfully good friends. We were playing in Las Vegas before Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
And at the same time, and they parked him in an auto court across the strip. It was a broken down one. And they had me in the Riviera Hotel. So I said, Louis, you stay right here in this living room, and my husband and I will be in the next bed, in the bedroom, and you sleep right here.
Hmm.
And he did.
Isn't that something?
And there's not much they could do about it.
That's right. Those were the days, and Carol, you came through with such dignity for all people. You are a true humanitarian.
That's the United States of America. And we turn each other on, and we haven't been doing it. They cut the arts clean out of schools. It stimulates that whole section of their brain. They turn to graffiti now.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, boy, do they understand the arts, and they get excited with it, and they write poetry, and they paint, and they do everything, and it's just wonderful.
It really is. And, you know, for my audience right now, of course, what Carol is talking about is the bill that she and Harry, her husband Harry Kaligian, had passed recently, Bill 275, the Senate bill that was passed to bring the arts back into the public school system. Carol has been filling us in a little bit about that.
And I'll never forget when you discovered poetry, Harry.
Yeah.
Boy, when you discovered that. Edgar Allan Poe.
Hmm.
And you discovered there's a movie that Harry loves to call starring. There's a movie they made, a documentary. Is that a documentary?
That's right, Dolph.
Yes, and it's called
Carol Channing.
No, Larger Than Life, starring Carol Channing, and Harry likes to add, and who's he? That's who's starring.
That's cool. I love it. I love it. And you know, I know what you're talking about when you're talking about Edgar Allan Poe. On the first show that we did together, Harry had mentioned how taken he was by Annabel Lee.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I know the poem very, very well. And one of the reasons I know the poem very well is because I studied that poem when I was in grade school. And in the public school system, you got it.
Right.
See, the
very young ages,
they have to concentrate on these IQ tests. If you want to be an engineer, that's the only kind of person that helps.
Yeah.
The train is going so far. Started at 5 o'clock. The other train, blah, blah, blah. You take that. You know what I did? I went to Heald Engineering College. I said, look, I want to get into Bennington College. They have the highest IQs in the country.
Hmm.
I cannot pass those dumb IQ tests. I can't do it. They're all about engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mathematics, the whole thing. Now, what do I do? So I went to them and I said, can you teach me how to pass an IQ test? And I spent the summer when all my friends were in the swimming pool and having a wonderful time, I spent the whole summer before when I was at the end of my high school age and learned how to pass an IQ test. It's nothing. So I passed with one of the highest IQs in the country.
Whoa.
And I went to Bennington College because of it. But they didn't tell me that one year later they'd give me another IQ test, and I failed completely. They said, what happened? I said, I'm thrilled with George Bernard Shaw. That's what I'm doing. I'm dissecting a play. I've got St. Joan here that I've torn apart, and I found the spine to burn Joan at the stake. It has to be a verb. And I was thrilled with it, and I'm still thrilled with it. The spine of everything I've ever worked in, I've been able to find. And it's always not easy, but the spine to Hello Dolly is to rejoin the human race. It has to be a verb. Rejoin the human race, and it has to add up for all the characters in the show. And finally, Thornton Wilder was alive at the time we opened in New York with Hello Dolly, and I used to walk to the theater for rehearsals with him. The most wonderful, kindest, dear, most vulnerable man in the world. And of course he's vulnerable. And I said, Thornton, I think think I've got the spine. This was worked out by Konstantin Stanislavsky in Russia, and they translated it into English, and I got to learn it at Bennington, and I'm so grateful. How do you find the spine? It has to be a verb, and it has to be everybody. Their individual beats and actions have to add up all to that one spine to burn Joan at the stake. And the thing is that Joan was hell-bent to be burned at the stake. She is included. I figured it out, George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan. And that's true. She didn't care. She had a sword go through her left breast, and she kept on riding on that horse, and she kept going, and she drove the British out of France. This is the most thrilling stuff. I said, Thornton, do you realize what the spine is? And only that spine. I want to rejoin the human race. And that's when I found it. Thornton Wilder wrote that phrase himself. And I said, could this be it, Thornton? He said, gee, and he scratched his head, and he said, I don't know about that. Now, this is the most thrilling kind of studying you can do. Mm. It's so exciting you can't stand it. It's just so thrilling. And they keep you figuring out when that damn train gets there. And that's all they teach you. Because the Board of Education says, you've got to get those IQ tests up. You've got to get that. And that's all you have to care about.
Carol, you are a charmer.
Not true.
We love this. We love this. People of Distinction with Al Cole.
And
it's the arts that really mean something. Carol,
everything is an art. If you're a hairdresser, it's an art.
Absolutely.
Everything is an art.
A radio commentator.
A radio commentator is an art.
Harry is cool.
Did you want to say something, Al?
Yeah. Sorry, Al.
I love you, too. I love this.
It's the truth, Al.
Well, you know,
everybody, every human being knows
Al,
it.
Al, I'm not
everybody but the Board of Education.
Right.
But I have to say one thing, Al. Even as Carol used that example of the engineer and the IQ test and so forth, the real missing link here is the arts, because it's the arts that link the humanity to the engineering or to the scientific discoveries. And if you don't believe me, read Albert Einstein's, read his biography, I don't know if he's got an autobiography, but read about the greatest scientist that ever lived.
Oh, absolutely.
And all the greatest scientists, he says in the book, they quote him directly, are artists. They are fine artists at something.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Albert Einstein was a marvel. He was a very spiritual man. And, God doesn't play dice with the universe.
Right.
We know where Albert Einstein was coming from. And, you know, a big part of Albert Einstein's genius was inspiration. He was an inspired man. What other people would have stopped at, he was inspired to go beyond. In love. When we think of the things that we love, we incorporate them into our consciousness, and at that point, we change the emotion of love into the energy of love. And we do it at lightning speed, at the speed of light. When we do it at the speed of light, what we're actually doing now is changing mass into pure energy. Pure energy is what? It is love. And that's what Albert Einstein was talking about in the end. He was talking about inspiration, a love for humanity. That's why Albert Einstein was out there doing the things that he did, not as a scientist, but as a humanitarian, because he knew that the foundation was love, and at the speed of light, within the consciousness, we can accomplish that.
And we cannot accomplish this project without loving the children.
Yeah.
As long as we keep looking at our children and their future, and as that gives us the energy, and at our age, is this a miracle? No, it's not a miracle at all. It's for anybody and everybody. And when you have that kind of love in your life for the things that you believe are important in the world, and you have the ability and the talents to contribute to that, then you are responsible. You are, every individual is responsible for the future of the United States of America. Nobody's exempt. and I'm going to make sure that that gets out.
And that, please tell the Board of Education, there's more to education than an IQ test.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, IQ tests for generations were considered to be inalterable. You know, the intelligence is native, IQ tests were saying. You cannot improve on an IQ test, the people who devised the IQ test were saying. Carol Channing proved them all wrong because Carol, you know, the first IQ test that she took maybe was not stellar, but she actually studied on how to make an IQ test superior. And some of the most intelligent people who live on this planet are the people who are creative. Let's not talk about IQ tests, people. Why don't we talk about CQ tests, you know, compassion tests? Why don't we talk about communications tests? Why don't we talk about AQ tests, you know, tests that indicate the art? LQ tests, love, you know. Now we're talking about love quotients. We're talking about communications and compassion quotients. We're talking about art quotients. And all of these things will inspire intelligence. See, that's the important message.
Gee, when you talk about love, then you're getting into God.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They just cut God out of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Well, we'll put it back in.
They won't do it.
Well, you know what Al Cole says, that what has been cut out can also be cut back in.
Right.
And if we put enough effort into it, just like you put effort into that Bill 275, you know, we can get it back in. Let's talk it up here. You're the glue that keeps these things going because when you speak from the heart. You speak from the soul. You speak with humor. You speak with seriousness. You speak factually. You speak imaginatively. And that is the thing that people love about you, Carol.
We all do. We all
yeah.
do, Al. And Albert Einstein said what did he say about the Mona Lisa, Harry?
He said the theory of relativity is great,
but the Mona Lisa is greater.
Yeah, and the Mona Lisa is eternal. Isn't that something? You know, with the arts, we not only everything that we've been talking about, but something that we haven't even mentioned as a word here, the word beauty. Beauty is something that is necessary for the sustenance of the human soul, the sustenance of the human inspirational factors. We need beauty in our lives, the things that exalt us, that make us feel like, wow, we are part of the living. We are part of the divine. You know, the divine is all around us, and the divine lives in us. We are part of that beautiful divinity, and that is the beauty of life.
I have to admit, Carol Channing, I've heard Carol Channing on hundreds of interviews. I have never heard her at dawn. I think this broadcast will be one of the finest exhibitions. That's the whole kicker.
Yep.
Through you, Al. You.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope this broadcast goes far and wide because it's one of the most excellent and eloquent expression of love and beauty that I've heard in a long time. I'm moved by it.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry, for all of those magnificent
Harry.
Words. People,
Al, thank you for this opportunity.
It has been
thank
my
you.
Pleasure.
And you're one of us. I know it.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure, Carol, Harry, to have you on People of Distinction today. And the plea goes out. Take it into your soul. Take it into the inspiring aspects of who you are.
Right.
You learned how to love through many vehicles, and one of those vehicles was being inspired maybe by a poem,
sure.
being inspired maybe by a work of art, being inspired by your children maybe exposing you to something
sure.
that they learned at sure. a certain point in the school system that had to do with art. So work towards it. Bring it to your insides, and that will help us to inspire it more and more.
The art museums that my mother took Harry and me to when we were growing up.
Yeah.
She took us, and we were raised looking at that great, at
Rodin.
Rodin,
mm-hmm.
that was the one.
Yeah.
The thinker. And then he did a nude body. And I remember my mother said, Carol, you said, see why she's beautiful. She doesn't know she's nude. That's why she's so beautiful.
Oh, well, this has been...
No engineers listening to this broadcast.
She doesn't know it. She's just expressing what God, the way God made
her. Isn't that great? That's precious. Innocence. We're talking about innocence. Add that word to the lexicon as well.
Yeah, but that's what children see.
Yeah.
They do see it. I got to teach kindergarten. They really.
Anything you want is going to be enhanced by the arts in your life.
Al, your program is wonderful. You let me just go on and on.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what do they call it in physics? An immovable force. When you get going, Carol, you make so much sense. I would not even try to stop you. You do marvels when you get going. Harry said it when he said that he has never heard you so inspired before on any other program. This is great.
Oh, thank you, Al.
My pleasure.
With that, we say God love you and
God,
thank you for this opportunity to express our views.
Oh, Al, it's lovely to talk with you. Doggone it, I don't give you a word. I don't give you a word. A word in sideways, but that's all right. You're on the same track. Everybody knows this.